And hello again. This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, bringing you the good news again one more time on BBS Radio. I pray that today's topic and message would be a blessing to you, as it is going to be a blessing to me. I would like to take today's message from John chapter 19, verse 26 to 27. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciples, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. Well, as today is Mother's Day in the USA and maybe some other place around the world, I pray today's topic would be a great topic for all the mothers. Mary witnessed the crucifixion from the foot of the cross. Well, can you even imagine how she must have felt? Jesus turns to John and says, "Take care of her." And look at his mother and says, "Let him stand in my place as your son." John lived a very long life, and I believe he took care of Mary until she went to heaven. Jesus is on the cross, bearing the weight of the sins of the world on his shoulders. Yet he sees to it to make sure his mother is taken care of after he is gone. As God, Jesus is dealing with eternal matters. But as a man, he is showing all of us today how important it is to take care and love our mothers. You cannot be willfully wrong with your mother and be right with God. If your mother is still alive, regardless of your and her ages, you can love her in these many ways, five ways, seven ways. You can love her verbally. Especially men have the philosophy, "I don't have to say I love you all the time." You already know that. I have told you before, if I change my mind, I'll let you know. Oh, I sure love, not just say it. And that may be true. But a woman needs to hear these words. "I love you, honey." Children need to hear it, and saying it makes you more of a man, not less. And spouses need to hear it too. You know, in a story they have for Dear Abby, I enlisted shortly after Pearl Harbor, 36 days later, you know, in the Philippines, in the Japanese area, and many different things happened around that time. Many, many different things, how people are telling each other they love them. "I love you, darling. I love you, honey." It is very important to say, "I love you." Verbally as well as physically. When's the last time you gave her a big hug without her asking for it, or a kiss on the cheek, or a neck rub, or just sat on the couch and hold her in a chain? She's the first person who ever touched you. She wrapped you up in her womb for months. And you came out, and first priority was to hold you. And she cuddled you, stroked you. These are very important things. She rubbed your feet. She held your little cheeks against hers, gave you a finger to grasp in love. She did all these things, including grooming you with a licked tongue. When you were little, she could say, "Give me sugar." And you'd pucker up and she'd accept your wet, sloppy kiss and even say, "Thank you." You gave her bear hugs so tight. She didn't have to hold on to you. You would just cling to her as she walked around the house. Remember, your mother, she changed your diaper. She potty trained you and held the napkin or the Kleenex for you to blow your nose. She wrapped. She wiped all the food off your face. Years longer than she should have had to. She constantly touched you. And she may have to hand you off to another. And her life was endure some heavy changes. But she deserves your touch and should never have to give that up completely. It would mean more to her than flowers or candy or eating out or a diamond necklace. One time I had to tell my friend about how he should treat his wife. You know, not to just come up any old how or to say any old thing. That's not right. I know he was that type of person. And he had how he supposed to spend countless hours in places when she's needed. He has to say, well, love her patiently. Mothers have had incredible job with no pay, no position in the business world compares to the physical, emotional, and spiritual commitment she has in motherhood. None. None whatsoever. No occupation. She rises up at break of day, and through her task, she races. She cooks the meals as best she may and scrubs the children's faces while school books, lunches, homework, and all the needed consideration. And yet, the senseless man insists she has no occupation. When breakfast dishes all are done, she bakes a nice pudding. Maybe she cleans the room one by one, with one eye watching the baby, the mending pile. She then attacked by way of variation. And yet, still again, the census man insists she has no occupation. She irons for a little while, then presses the pants for your daddy. She welcomes with a cherry smile returning lass and laddie. A hearty dinner next, she cooked, and yet no time for relaxation. But the census man still says she has no occupation. Can't believe that. Don't ever make the mistake of asking a lady, do you work or stay at home? That would be something else. The only thing worse you can ask is when she's due, if you are not 100% sure. She's expecting, and many ladies today have to work on top of the full-time job they already have. Here's the point. In spite of all she does for us, we often become impatient with her. We get so used to her taking care of things, we come to expect it and are outraged that those clothes are still dirty. That's not iron, we may add. You're out of my favorite cookies. You know, I like that over rice. Where it is, she picked up at the school because you don't like to ride her bus. But she called it for being 5 minutes late. Where's the love? Where is the concern and compassion for your mother? God has placed woman in a very high position to be a mother. You must love her patiently because she's tender to your needs and no reason to take advantage of her. It's reason to be patient and to love her all the more. It is unfair for you to be more kind, considerate, patient, and your friend's mother than your own mother. If you treat your friends like you treat your mom, you wouldn't have friends. And if you treated your mom with respect, then you have a blessing awaiting you. For us adults with living mothers, love her patiently. There was a guy by the name of Dobson, and he read and focus on family. On the radio, a letter from 80-year-old woman on her birthday. To all my children, I suppose my upcoming birthday started my thought along these lines. This is a good time to tell you that what I truly want are things I can never get enough of. Yet they are free. I want the intangible. I would like for you to come and sit with me and for you to be relaxed. We can talk or we can be silent. I would just like for us to be together. I need your patience when I don't hear what you say the first time. I know how tiresome it is to always be repeated. But sometimes I must ask you to repeat. I need your patience when I think too much about the past. With my slowness and my set ways, I want you to be tolerant with what the years have done to me physically. And she kept on writing, and she said, please be understanding about my personal care habits. I spill things. I lose things. Unduly excited when I try to figure out my bank statement. I can't remember what time to take my medication or if I took it already. I take too many naps. Sometimes sleep has to pass the day. Well, there you have it. Time, patience, and understanding. Those are priceless gifts that I want. And finally, in her letter, he wrote about the Apostle Paul wrote, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I know I can too. It's a wonderful feeling to know his eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he cares for me. And she says, I guess being old isn't so bad after all. Love, Mom. That is something else. That is something to look at. One should really listen to this again and again, patiently. Love her attentively. Mothers, listen as you pour out your heart. She has a sympathetic air and always has. And even as an adult, you've gone to her when you want someone who will really listen and understand. And she'll always be on your side. Yes, you will be always listening. It is no wonder we like to talk to Mom. She listens. But now she has issues. And now it's your turn to be her rock and take time to listen. It's payback time. You will say, but she always complaining. Yes, just like you did, all of us. Talks about herself, ask same question over and over. Okay, she's getting senile, but it's okay. Being old is not so bad after all. In their older days, our parents have many fears, anxiety. May we treat them as we'd hope to be treated when we are in their shoes. We must listen to them attentively and patiently and love them gratefully. An elementary science class had been studying magnets and how metal objects are attracted to them. At the end of the semester, the teacher put out exam and this question, like the six stars with M, picks up things, what am I, over how the children wrote, say it together. Well, everybody knows it with my mother. Mothers need a sincere thank you, and not just today, but for a genuinely thankful heart when least expected. You don't have to wait until mother do something for you to thank mother? No. No, you shouldn't at all. Whatsoever. Mother must be regarded, must be loved, must be put on a pinnacle. We have to love mother generously. There's nothing too good for her. We could never repay her. But we ought to die trying before she does. She didn't spend on herself unless all our needs were met. She could easily do without. And now it's time for her to have something she wants. She clears her schedule so she can run you around. She gives us opportunities so we can have more opportunities. She neglected herself in order to fulfill her obligation towards you. Yeah. Children are like that. We don't seem to understand. You know, God is good, and God will always remember us. Remember what the Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land that the Lord has given thee. Have respect for your mother. I know it, there are people, I know there are guys and girls who don't have any regard for their mother. God forbid. You must love your mother honorably. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. This is binding as long as your mother lives. Another command says, children, obey. Which non-binding, when you leave home. But honor is different. If the husband is the head of the home, then the mother is the heart. Don't break your mother's heart. You will say, well, yeah, my mother wasn't honorable. Well, the Bible says nothing about that qualification. It only asks, is she your mother? By the way, it's the only one of the Ten Commandments which includes a built-in promise of blessing. For when God created mothers, when the good Lord created mothers, he was into his sixth day of overtime. When an angel appeared and said, you're doing a lot of fiddling around on this one. The Lord replied, have you seen the specs on this order? She has to be completely washable, but not plastic. Have 180 movable parts, all replaceable, run on black coffee and leftovers. Have a lap that disappears when she stands up. A kiss that can kill anything from a broken leg to a disappointing love affair. And six pairs of hands. The angel shook her head slowly and said, six pairs of hands? No way. It's not the hands that are causing me problems, said the Lord. It's the three pairs of eyes that mothers have to have One pair that sees through closed doors when she asks, what are your kids doing there? When she already knows. Another in the back of her head that sees what she shouldn't, but what she needs to know. And of course, the one in front that look at a child when he goofs up and say, I understand, and I have you, without so much as uttering a word. I am so close to creating something, so close to myself. Already, I have one who heals herself when she is sick, can feed a family of six on 1 pound of hamburger, and get a 9-year-old to stand on the shore. Not only can she think, she can reason and compromise. Finally, the angel bent over and ran her fingers across the cheek of the mother. Tenderly, she pronounced, I told you that you were trying to put too much in this model. That's not a leak, said the Lord. It's a tear. What is it for? Asked the angel. The Lord replied, it's for joy, sadness, disappointment, pain, loneliness, and pride. You're a genius, shouted the angel. With a somber look on his face, the Lord said, I didn't put it there. How about a hand now for the crowning jewel of God's creation, our mother? Lord, help us never to be too busy for mom. If you could take time and great effort for her on the cross in your bed. Help us to love her while we have her in our life. Lord, help her and help us. Don't forget to give your mother credit for all what she have done for you. Wiping your nose when you discard a big one. In those times you didn't have no Pampers or anything like that. And she cleans you. Get you ready. When you are in pain, she feel your pain. Mom, the doctor. Yes, Dr. Mom. That's the one who you run to when sometimes your father is not around, he gone to look for living. Dr. Mom is right there. Yes. So you see, as I go back again, that when Mary witnessed the crucifixion from the foot of the cross, I ask you, can you even imagine how she must feel? When Jesus turns to John and says, take care of her, and look at his mother and says, let him stand in my place as your son. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a mother's love? We cannot have enough money to pay for our mother's love. No way we can. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for your divine word. And I pray, O Lord, that this word will have the efficacy to penetrate the hearts of those who will be listening and who is and are listening. Bless your word, anoint your word, O God, let your word bring forth fruit. And once more again, Lord, I thank you for the radio station, BBS radio station, Don and Douglas. Bless them, Lord. Bless their family. Bless their business. And I commit them into your hands. And all my friends in the Philippine Islands, may God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.